7:16 and new this morning, the United States military says it has taken out around a dozen Houthi drones in recent hours. And once again, a Mayport-based destroyer is involved in this. USS Kearney shooting down three Iranian-made drones and an anti-ship ballistic missile in the Gulf of Aden. We bring in Fox's Jonathan Savage in London for continuing live team coverage. And Jonathan, U.S. Central Command saying that there were no injuries on board Kearney or other ships involved, right?
Yeah, that's right. The Kearney shooting down three Iranian-made drones, a Houthi anti-ship ballistic missile in the Gulf of Aden, as we're saying. And this in combination with a preemptive strike by the United States against drones and a command center in Yemen. The tensions are escalating in the region. The Houthis say that they're attacking commercial vessels as a response to Israel's military operations. But of course, we've seen this response from the United States and the United Kingdom trying to target the Houthis and take out their ability to attack these ships. And that's why the Houthis say now that any US or UK vessel is also a valid target for them.
And this activity has nothing to do with the US response to the drone strike in Jordan that ultimately killed three Georgia Service members from the United States here. That's still an ongoing storyline and wonderment of what may be the response.
Yeah, that's right. We understand that President Biden has decided what he wants to do. What he said in the aftermath of that attack was that the U.S. would respond in a manner and at a time of its choosing. We're still, of course, waiting to hear that. And no doubt there will be no warning of that so that the people who the U.S. is going to target don't get any advance warning of what's going to happen. But it was interesting to hear that the group which has been given responsibility for that fatal attack on U.S. troops in Jordan said that they are suspending their campaign against the United States.
USS Kearney based in Mayport shooting down those Iranian-made drones and the anti-ship ballistic missile in the Gulf of Aden. And Jonathan, we understand that USS Mason is still in the region. They were not involved in this, right?
Though it's not believed that the Mason was involved in that. There is a very large U.S. Navy contingent in both the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea, and then also out in the Mediterranean as well, closer to Israel. The U.S. clearly very involved, trying to keep a lid on the growing tensions and prevent wider escalation in the region.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, part of our live team coverage in London. Appreciate it. We will see some emotional reunions this weekend. Meantime, at Naval Station Mayport, as USS the Sullivan and USS Farragut return, and both have been overseas, including the Sullivans, returning from operations in the Mediterranean, providing some of the Missile Defense Command and an escort to the USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group, which has been pretty active as well in that part of the world. We continue to follow these and other stories throughout the morning. We sent you a push alert, by the way, on the USS Kearney early this morning, about 6:05 or so. WOKV News Time, 7:19.